Prince Rupert City Councillor Blair Moreau wants to rebrand some of the city's municipal buildings. Most of the structures in town are branded with names of important figures in the city's history, like Jim Ciccone, Peter Lester, and Earl Ma. But Moreau is pitching corporate naming rights for some buildings in order to save taxpayers money. And he joins me live in the Prince Rupert studio this morning. Good morning, Blair.
Good morning. Thanks so much for having me.
Give me your pitch. What would this look like?
My pitch was a little broader than just corporate naming rights, but what I was trying to get at was this: the city's facing another $220,000 shortfall in its budget this year. And what I've heard loud and clear from citizens of Prince Rupert over the last couple of months is that if we're going to talk about raising taxes, we also have to get serious about finding new ways to generate new revenue. And that was just one pitch from mine among many.
And so how would this work? What would it look like if the city were to go ahead with this? Would we see the Civic Center, for instance, rebranded with a corporate name?
I obviously can't speak about what the will of council is, but what my pitch would be is that we would investigate what a naming rights policy would look like. The city would remain in complete control of what we might want to see the final outcome look like. The name would have to be consistent with our policy, but also with the spirit in which we're approaching it. So, I mean, we could take any proposal and we could reject any proposal based on what our set of values are.
And what would the economic benefits be?
It's just essentially a new stable source of revenue that the city can use for capital improvements towards, if it is the recreation facility or the performing arts center, whatever it might be.
Right. So let's make an example of this. For instance, say the city of Prince Rupert starts talking with the port of Prince Rupert and the port says, you know, we'd be willing to help out here if you rename a building, you know, or a center, let's say the Lester Center, if you were to call it the Port of Prince Rupert Lester Center. Is this the kind of idea that you're envisioning?
Somewhat, to a certain extent. I mean, every business is different and what they're looking for in a corporate partnership with the municipality. But on the municipality's end, we're looking for a stable source of new revenue that can help to ease the tax burden on residents and small business owners.
And is this something that you've looked at in other municipalities?
Oh, absolutely! Yeah, it's well documented across Canada as a whole, but even in BC, a good example that's relevant to Prince Rupert is actually the Cowichan Valley Regional District, where they partnered with the local credit union Island Savings to give them naming rights to their civic center, and the deal was over the course of 10 years, and it's $100,000 per year, with the only, if you want to call it, covenant of being towards capital improvements rather than the operations budget. So it's essentially allowed them to modernize this decades-old facility.
Right. And so the credit union itself has some say on how that money is applied.
In that particular deal, what the covenant that they signed was that the money used every year has to go towards capital improvements, but there was no specifics on you know, what that definition is. It's just not for wages, essentially.
So although this idea is just as in its infancy, how far do you think Prince Rupert could take this idea in order to address some of the budgetary needs?
Well, I mean, in this year in particular, we've put a timeline on having a revenue growth strategy developed for May. It's just simply an exploration of the idea. But in this particular case, we're facing a $220,000 shortfall. I see it well within the realm of possibility that we can have corporate naming rights set up if we do want to pursue the idea as a council within the next year or two. And I can easily see that generating, you know, $100,000 or more.
And how many potential sponsors do you think there are currently in Prince Rupert?
There's a lot of really good local industry around Prince Rupert that really is community-minded and I think would have an appetite.
I suppose one of the questions would be, once again, I'm putting this into a framework here that may not come to be, but say an LNG development wants to put some money towards supporting, we'll say again, the Lester Center, and we are going to have a debate over LNG and the organizers want that to happen at the Lester Center. Is there a possibility for conflict here in terms of community events?
What I see in terms of if we were to pursue the strategy itself, like I mentioned before, the name would have to ultimately be consistent with the values of the municipality. So we would obviously need to consult with Rupertites in the drafting of this naming rights policy if we choose to pursue it as part of this larger revenue growth strategy. I don't see any potential conflict arising if we hear from Rupertites about what they're comfortable doing.
And so what happens next with this idea?
We will get a report back from staff, hopefully in the one of the two meetings in May, after budget deliberations conclude. And then from there, we'll just either direct them to explore the options further, which ones seem most viable. And ultimately, then we'll need to start to consult with Rupertites to see if it's the change that they're going to support.
All right. Well, we'll start that conversation here this morning. Blair Moreau, thanks so much for coming in.
Thanks so much for having me.
Blair Moreau is a city councillor in Prince Rupert joining us live in studio. What do you think, Prince Rupertites, about the idea of replacing some names of municipal buildings with corporate sponsors? Is this something you would back as a way to deal with budget shortfalls? And if you live in a community where this already takes place, what has your experience of it been like? You can email us daybreaknorth@cbc.ca. Call us on the listener line 1-866-340-1932. We're also on Facebook and Twitter @DaybreakNorth.